like a bright sign on the road. And into this life we're born. Yeah, but sometimes I don't know why. And time simply goes by so fast.
Who cares when you lose? Your health and well-being show here on Channel Radio. Channel Radio. Channel Radio.
Who cares when? Every Monday at noon on Channel Radio.
On the bright side.
Good afternoon, I'm Jan Mulligan, and welcome to Who Cares Wins on channelradio.co.uk. As you know, last week was the Wellbeing Symposium 2015, and I took myself off to the symposium and set myself the mission of interviewing as many people as possible, and had an absolutely great day and piles of recordings to work through. And in a few weeks' time, we'll air a whole show dedicated to the Wellbeing Symposium. But one of the highlights for me was interviewing one of my sporting heroes, Tanny Gray Thompson. And I don't know whether I can say I'm proud to have done this or whether I'm just surprised to have done this, but I temporarily rendered her speechless. Have a listen to this.
Like, yeah. No. Do you know, I think that's the hardest question that I've ever been asked.
So there we have it. I set Tanny Gray Thompson the hardest question she's ever been asked. And if you want to know what that question is and what her answer finally was, tune in a few weeks' time when we have all of those recordings for you. We'll obviously post the date on Facebook and all of our other social media outlets ahead of time, so you'll be warned and forearmed and ready to hear that information. But today in the studio with me, I have a returning guest and a returning co-presenter, Kerry Hales. And because she's returning to us, I'm not going to allow her to introduce. We're not going to have any waffle. I'm just going to go straight in with my first question. And that, Kerry, is, so we know you're a coach, but what I want to know is, who are your clients and how do you work with them?
My clients generally are women who were like me 10 years ago, who come to me, who are successful in their business, successful in their lives, but find a time when they kind of question themselves and think, there's something more. There's something more than this. And I'm not sure I can say that out loud, because most people would look at your life and go, well, you've got, you know, you're in inverted commas successful. So most of my clients come to me for that. And over the last year, lots of things have happened in my life to really put myself out there more about that, because I kind of thought that that was part of my coaching. But now that is a real focus, to actually find out what it really is that what you want to do. And why is that? That's because over the last year, I've watched my mum die of cancer over a 3-year period. And that completely transforms the way you look at life. And also my partner's just lost his father of dementia and just of old age. And we've both watched how people leave this planet. And when you do that, it makes you really look at your life and go, I know how it ends. I really like to figure out actually how to enjoy it more. So I've really got over myself a lot.
Okay.
I've cut out the bullshit and I've really said, right, okay, I need to get my message out there more to more people, because I do look, I'm a very curious creature by nature, and I do look at life and look at people and think, well, you could be doing a lot more with your life if someone just asked you the right questions, and if you were doing more of the life that you love, then that has ripples, you know, that goes out to other people. So I've been focusing a lot on, I've got a new business coach. I think everybody, if you're a coach, you should have a coach. And she's amazing, and she's made me, forced me at times to look at what I do and how I do it. Not change the way I coach, but actually how I promote myself. So lots of things have changed in my business. You know, lots of people tell me now, you're everywhere. And I go, yeah, I am. I'm everywhere. I think because I've come out of the closet in terms of being visually aware, visually right. out there, mm-hmm. you know, and that's changed a lot of things. I think people can hide behind a lot of blog posts and different things that are of the written word. But for me, being visually out there, on the screen, you can't hide, you know, you can edit it, But really, if you're going to do live shows, live things, you've really got to know your stuff, because people can ask you things. It's like radio, you know, you're here. If you've got the goods, you can do it. But if you don't, you can hide behind a lot of those things. So, I think sort of the authenticity, you know, I've really got in touch with my values over the last year, and making sure that when my values aren't in alignment, I do stop my world and go, hold on a minute, what's going on?
So you ask yourself questions.
Yeah.
But your role in a way is asking other people questions of themselves.
Yes, well. Definitely. Yeah. I mean, I think that being any coach, doesn't matter what niche area you're looking at, that the idea is that you know enough to be able to ask a question for be able to help someone to unlock what they know about themselves. It's not about advice, it's about asking the right question.
Yeah.
And being able to shut up. That was a tough one for me. I can't have caffeine before I have clients, that's for sure.
You found that one out.
Yeah, my friends say that. But if you go out for coffee with me, I go, right, okay, have you got anything important to say?
Say it now.
I'm having coffee this morning. And they kind of look and go, all right, okay, Kerry.
Well, you mentioned there about knowing when to be silent. And mm-hmm. I just have to say that we might have had a little bit of hiccup at the start of the show mm-hmm. because we were sounding a bit muffled to ourselves and we couldn't figure out why. And one of the lights wasn't on. So if you missed the beginning of the show, I do apologize, folks. We were here. We were chatting. But we'll try and repeat something towards the end that you might have missed at the beginning. You probably heard a random piece of audio that had no context whatsoever because I was wittering on about it. So I will explain all towards the end. But my guest in the studio today is Kerry Hales. If you heard her talking and thought, who is this woman? That's who she is. It's Kerry Hales. And she is a coach. She is a woman on a mission.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things we've just touched on there is about asking questions. And something that I've come across on your website is this phrase of how to find what you really want.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that you're facilitating with your clients.
Yeah.
So that kind of raises two questions. There's the question itself,
mm-hmm.
how to find what you really want.
Mm-hmm.
But the question before that for me is, how do I know what I really want?
Yeah.
Because not everybody has that. Well, the light bulb moment.
The way that you'd know if you that you weren't getting what you really want is the fact that you'd be asking that question in the first place.
Right.
There's dissatisfaction. There's frustration. Okay. There's something there.
Rather than ignorance of the fact that I should be asking the question, it's more that there's something that I'm not happy about.
Yeah.
Something I feel is missing.
There's some. Yeah, exactly. Right. You would be looking. You know, if you're happy and contented in life and doing things that you love, you're not asking a question.
Okay.
You know, for me, clients come to me and ask that kind of thing and I say, right, okay, that question is not going to go away. Mm-hmm. So lots of I find in society, we numb ourselves to lots of things. We get drunk at the weekends. We eat shit that you know, excuse me. We eat stuff that you know, that's not good for us. We know what's good for us. You know what you should be eating. You know that you should be exercising. We know that you should be drinking lots of water. We know that there's certain things that you should be doing for your body and your mental health.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't do those. And it's looking at the reasons why you don't do those things. So the clues are in take a snapshot of your daily life, you know, as a ballpark, and look at it and go, okay, what parts of that are enhancing my vitality, my life, my health, my well-being, all of those things? Because really, we can look at it and go, this is a benchmark. You know, for me, it's about, I mean, I hashtag a lot, is like to live life daily. What is your daily doings
mm-hmm.
doing for you? And if you look at it and go, well, I'm trying to get through the day. I'm trying to get through the bills. I'm trying. It's just like, well, okay, because we all have to pay our bills. But what are the things that you could do to change that? So that will give you a snapshot of where you're at during your day. So of what the things that you'd like to change. And it might be you want to change 80% of it, but mm-hmm. it might be actually the 20% that you really like to change has got an impact on the rest of it. So it could be that. So, and how we start by looking out for what it is that you want is really about clearing out the stuff that you don't want. So we benchmark. We stop and go, right, okay, what are the areas that we need to look at? What are the things that you're really happy about? what are the things that you're not so happy about? And lots of people come to me initially and tell me what they don't want, because that's what we fall into that trap. We look around and we look, you know, and we're in society, a consumer society, and we're bombarded by messages, subliminal messages on a daily basis. You know, you can't get away from them, you know, and like, I don't watch the TV. I've cut out a lot of external, influences in my life because I wanted to get more in tune with who I am. And some things for me to give to you today to be able to take away is just stop your world and write a list of the things that you're doing that you don't want to do. Okay. And then you flip them to say, okay, if I'm not doing this, what would I like? So as an example is I had to change one of the beliefs I had about my body image, how I felt about my body. I turned around and looked at my body in the mirror one day and I thought, my God, I've got an old lady's body.
It creeps up on all of us.
I'm 46. You know, last year I did a triathlon and I kind of got myself into fit, you know, slightly fitter than I was. And then I kind of looked at myself and I just thought, oh my God, you know, I'm wearing old lady's knickers. I've just got an old lady's body. You know, is this what I want?
Mm-hmm.
And I had to start with the belief. I had to look at it and go, right, okay, well, what would I like it to be? How would I like to have that life? What is the vision? What's the feeling that I want to feel about myself and my body? And I wanted a hot, healthy, strong body. And I kind of thought, right, okay, well, what does that mean to me? I wanted a strong body. I've got quite a strong physique. I'm quite broad-shouldered. I've always been quite fit. And I thought, well, what does that mean? How am I going to do that? For myself, for nobody else, an internal feeling, mm-hmm. not an external kind of look at me, I'm sexy and I'm gorgeous. It's kind of, what do I feel? Because if I feel like that, I can give that to other people, but right. You can't do it the other way around.
Mm.
So that started a whole, which we will talk about later on.
She's got this rude sounding challenge coming up.
Yes.
Which first time she told me about it, and I thought, I have to stop you there. We'll explain all in a moment.
Yeah. So lots of things that I've been doing this year have been really clarifying for me, finding those people that are at that stage in life. You know, it can be sort of, people call it like a midlife crisis. I don't think it's a midlife crisis. I think it's a midlife decision. Mm. You know, you get to the stage where you know that the scales have tipped the other way and you go, right, okay, you know what's coming. And are you happy with how it is? If you are, great, cool, wonderful. But if you're not, then that's, you know, come and really get in there and cut out the stuff that we believe to be important and really make sure that they are.
And do you work through with clients on how to get rid of the stuff that they don't want to be doing?
Yeah.
Because some of that must be in their personal life, possibly.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. People generally come to me with what they think is an issue, which mm-hmm. we live in compartments.
Yes.
You know, oh, here's my life. I'm going to the personal life today. It's like we walk into a room. Oh, and I'm going to go into my business life, because they're very separate. Well, they're not. How you do one thing is how you do everything. Mm-hmm. And you can see the themes throughout that. And people come to me and say, well, I want to look at this. And they go, well, okay, well, let's look at that. And then we generally with the clarity call, which they come to me to, we have it can be up to an hour's conversation before we even, I'll even accept them as a client, because yeah. I want to make sure that I can work with them. They can work with me and we've got a project to go forward. And generally people do come to me and stay with me for a long time. So mm-hmm. I want to like them.
Yeah,
you know, this is my business. I want to make sure that I want to hang out with you as much as you want to hang out with me. And, you know, and we often will talk about, you know, the gloves are off
mm-hmm.
And there's anything and everything will be discussed. So it can be that one week we'll talk about your business, and then it might be that, you know, that you're not, that you're eating too much sugar, or you're still drinking Diet Coke, or, mm-hmm. you know, all of those different things. And it's like, well, what's it going to take? So it goes across the board. And if you want to work with me, there isn't anything that you can take. If you turn around and say to me, I'm not talking about that. And I go, I think we are. We definitely are.
So yeah. You lay down challenges.
I do.
By the sound of it.
I do.
And we're going to be talking a lot about challenges
yes,
in the
we
next
are.
Section. But before we do, we promised listeners a piece of music. And this piece of music has a special meaning for Kerry with one of her challenges. And we will explain all after this. You're listening to Who Cares Wins on channelradio.co.uk, and this track is I Don't Care, the censored version, by Cheryl. Welcome back to Who Cares Wins with me, Jan Mulligan. And I have a lady who does care in the studio today. It's Kerry Hales. Mm-hmm. Hello, Kerry.
Hello, hello.
So your choice of music. It was all I could do to keep Kerry in her seat while that piece of music was going, because you use that in a special way, don't you?
I do. I have a playlist that has that on it for my burpee challenge.
Burpee. So the first time you told me about this, I had to stop the conversation and said, did you just say burpee? And
I did.
Were you being rude, or does this mean something?
Oh yes, I've just become an animal overnight and I just burp for challenges. You know, no.
So what is it? What's the burpee challenge?
So the burpee challenge arrived in my life 100 days before Christmas. Okay. Now, as a coach, I kind of thought you kind of use, you know, any marketing material, kind of, oh, look, 100 days before Christmas, what could we do doing that? Instead of people, you know, facing on Facebook, sort of, you know, Santa's coming. I kind of thought, right, I'm going to challenge myself 100 days before Christmas. And as we were talking earlier about my new belief about what kind of body I wanted, I'd been looking at different forms of exercise, and the burpees came to life through my partner, who's been looking at the Spartan courses, which are crazy courses of obstacles that you go over to test yourself mentally and physically. And I like that. I like the idea of testing myself. So when you talked about these burpees, and I looked up a guy who sort of does Spartan courses called Joe DeSena in the States, and he did a TEDx talk on it. Mm-hmm. About burpees, saying that they were the best form of exercise because they're an all-over exercise. So a burpee is you stand still, you jump up in the air, then you go down into a squat, mm-hmm. you jump your legs back to a press-up position, do a press-up, and you jump your legs back to the squat, and then you jump up, and that is one burpee.
Okay.
So my idea in my little lovely Doris Day world sometimes that I live in, well, I honestly, I don't think I would do so many things in my life if I didn't have this mentality, because I'm such an excitable little character. And then my it's kind of like I transform into the most determinated person you could ever want to meet, because I just won't give up. So I called Fran and said, right, there it is. And Frank kind of looked at me and I went, there's my challenge. I'll do one extra every day. And I kind of thought, that's easy. That's simple. You know, just an accumulation of a burpee a day. And
So one on day one, two on day two, three on day three, and so on.
And so on up to 100 days before, which I've kind of worked it out actually. I think it's Christmas Eve rather than Christmas Day, which is good. Because yes, I have two young children on Christmas Day.
Can we open our presents yet? No, mummy's
still
doing
on 59. yes. So through this process of challenging myself, because it's self-inflicted, there's no one told mm-hmm. me that I have to do it. I've learned so much about who I am and my mind talk that comes along with challenging yourself, doing the same thing every day. So I do it in the morning when I get up, which I could talk about that as well. I have a morning routine. I get up at 5 every morning.
Okay. Is this naturally, or do you set the
clock to do? It's not natural, but it's a different way of looking at life. I used to kind of, I would probably have classed myself as not a morning person.
Okay.
I realized in the summer holidays that I wasn't going to get my business continually growing when I had two young children to deal with. So I kind of thought, right, okay, I'll get up early. So I'll have a couple of hours to myself and do things I wanted to do. So I still get up and I have a morning routine. And there's a book called The Miracle Morning, which I thoroughly recommend people read. Or you can go on and download the first couple of chapters, I think, miraclemorning.com. And so I get up in the morning at 5 and I stretch. I journal, I meditate, I read my beliefs, I read 10 minutes of something that inspires me, so sort of like a sort of a little quote. I visualize, and then at the end I meditate. So every day, so I get up in the morning and I start my day how I want to start it.
Right.
So I front load it, because all the things that, you know, if you think when you first get up in the morning you've got all the willpower you're ever going to get, you know, it goes downhill from then on in.
It doesn't.
You know, hence the sort of, you know, the things that we do at the end of the day is when you've got no willpower left and you're tired and exhausted and you deserve a treat, in mm-hmm. Inverted commas. And so once you start to live life like that, you don't want to give that up, because that's like, you know, it is like Christmas Day, because I get up and I want to get up. I don't fall out of bed and start my day reacting to life. I get up responding to life. So it's a very different way of living.
It's
People do look at me
way.
As if, Yeah. As if I'm a bit crazy, which, you know, I'll quite happily take that on the chin. But I do want to live my life daily. I do. I've watched two people very close to me die, and it's not pleasant at the end. So you do go, right, okay, I want to get up and get on, and I don't want to pass the time. There's only a very limited amount of time in our lives, and so I wanted to make it worthwhile, and I want to make it worthy. So I do that every day. And then the burpee challenge came involved. So the burpees, every day you do an extra one. And initially I was kind of doing them here and there, and I was doing like sort of 6 in the morning and 6 at night. And then I spoke to my Canadian friend, who kind of laughed at, oh, is that how you're doing this?
You're not doing it seriously.
Yes, this is a serious challenge, Kerry. I was like, oh shit. Okay, fine. I will, do it properly. So I get up in the morning and I do them. And when you do something every day, like I was saying earlier, you listen to the mind stuff, and you realize that mind stuff that stops you doing everything is the same. Doesn't matter what you do. So when you localize it into that one thing, you can hear it clearer. It becomes much more conscious. Right. You know, so for me, it's what you're doing this for. This isn't going to get what you want. This is, you know, I mean, and so it could be anything. It could be a physical ailment. I'd be like, oh, is that a bit of phlegm? you feel like you could be coming down. And, you know, this morning I was like, oh, I think I might have twinged something there, or that could have happened. And, you know, and then I might have got up in the middle of the night with one of the boys, or the cat might have woke us up at 3 o'clock in the morning, or I could be a bit tired, or just, The list is, but it's the same list. When you do it every day, it's the same list, just gets round on a loop.
Yeah.
And when you can see it, that it's a list, and it's just your mind, you can then go, oh, it's just the mind. I can, you know, you're going to do it anyway. You might as well just get on with it. So
you set these challenges for yourself.
I do.
But you also set challenges for your clients.
I do now.
And
that's changed.
The new one you've got, called the Mojo Challenge. I love this phrase.
I know.
What's the Mojo Challenge about?
The monthly Mojo Challenge has the baby born from my 100-day burpee challenge.
Right.
And my coach said, well, why aren't you doing this for your clients? I was like, okay, I'll do it. And so I invited people. I said, right, okay, we're going to do it on a monthly basis. I started at the beginning of November, and I think I've got about 45 people in there doing the challenge. So, and it's quite interesting because some people post daily, some people post at the weekends. And I just put lots of suggestions down to say, what could you do on a daily basis between sort of the 1st of November and the 30th of November, that on the 1st of December you can go, wow, look at me. I did that. So it's, that they varied from doing, one woman is doing running up the stairs. Mm-hmm. So every day she's running up and down the stairs one extra time.
Okay.
So hers is a physical challenge. One of my best friends is doing the burpee challenge. What there are decluttering challenges going on. There's self-care challenges going on.
So does it tend to be somebody's picked one thing to do across the month, or is it 30 different things?
Yeah,
one,
see, that's
day?
The interesting thing. You see, so somebody's done a different physical thing every day. Lots of people, because they're learning so much, because they may well have started with this grand idea that I'm going to change my whole life in this 30 days. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be great. Because Kerry's going to be on this coach. You know, it's going to be fantastic. And then you kind of go, right, okay. So you just have to let them do that, and then realize that they can't do that.
Right.
You can't change your life, like everything, in 1 month. It's just not possible. Mm-hmm. You know, unless you go to another island completely and you'd completely transform, you know, I mean, that sort of, you know, make
but you still take you with you at that point.
You do. So you really, so they've started that, and then they kind of, after the first week, go, oh, I don't think I can do, you go, yeah, okay, well, let's just pick one. Just pick one thing that you know that you can do, because then at the end of it, you've got a win, you know. And then next month, you know, everyone's kind of even thinking about December. Oh my God, I don't think I want to do a physical. I don't want to do an eating one. I don't want to give up dairy. I don't want to give that in December. You know, okay, well, let's do, you know, a different challenge in December that you can do. You know, let's add a glass of water, or add something that you know that in your life you're not doing, so it adds value to your life, you know. So sort of like, you know, I mean, like one of the clients is just, I mean, you know, that, so they post pictures of you know, the umpteen bags of stuff that they've decluttered out of their house. You know, one woman said, my God, I've seen my desk for the first time ever in the last 5 years, you know. And the great thing about it in a group setting is that people, it's not necessarily me that's going, well done, that's great, you know, or initially I had to sort of help them clarify a bit because they're a bit, you know, like people sort of do come up with themes of their lives. I want to be fitter. What does that mean to you? Yeah. What does that mean to you in your life? Really specific. So I had to do the clarification a lot. And then really just, I said, why post in there to say, you know, it's day 15 or whatever it is, you know, halfway there, how you going, you know, anyone needs sort of some support or some clarification or jump back in or even just, you can start now.
I was just about to say, can somebody join midway through the month?
Come and join us.
It's not one of my excuses. Oh, well, I can't possibly do that because I've missed the boat.
Yes, totally. Well, and I've posted a lot about that. It's just so, because, you know, that's sort of how it's just like, oh, well, I can only start my diet on a Monday, you know, or well, I can only start this on the 1st of December. What am I going to do? I'm going to think about it for the next 15 days. No, don't do that. Start today. Start now. Start now, you know, there, you know, what happens? So imagine how great you're going to feel if you did 2 weeks of it.
Yeah.
You know, it can, and that's the thing about when people talk about goals and challenges and things, they kind of sort of think that it's in the future. Oh, I'll do that. Yeah. I've got to get my mind ready. It's like, no, you're never going to get any more ready than you are now because you're thinking about it now. So do it now. So yeah. And I've kind of said, look, because people have joined and not done anything, and so lots of people come and view but don't do, and that's fine, you know, but what it's, you don't know what people are seeing, you know. So yeah, so do come join us. Monthly Mojo Challenge is the group on Facebook. Just come and post and say, look, I really want to do something, and if you need some clarification, just tag me, you know. I'm generally there most days, having a look and seeing what's going on.
And the outcome of all this is a certain type of change of feeling.
It is.
And you have picked a perfect piece of music to go with this. She set me the challenge of finding this piece of music because Kerry knows it as Feeling Groovy. It's actually called 59th Bridge Song. So there was my homework for the week, deciphering that. Enjoy this, one of Kerry's favourites.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy. La-da-da-da-da-da, feeling groovy. Hello, lamppost, what you knowin'? I come to watch your flowers growin'. Ain't you got no rhymes for me? Do it and do feeling groovy. Da 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 da, feeling groovy. I got no deeds to do, no promises to keep. I'm dappled and drowsy and ready to sleep. Let the morning time drop all its petals on me. Life, I love you, all is groovy.
Your health and well-being show here on Channel Radio. Channel Radio. Channel Radio.
Who cares wins? Every Monday at noon on Channel Radio.
On the bright side.
So I'm hoping you're feeling groovy after listening to that. It's me, Jan Mulligan, in the studio today with Kerry Hales. So I keep talking to people recently who make me just exhausted by explaining what they do in their lives. So we had Derek Appleton, the endurance sportsman, and then Kerry's talked about her burpee challenge. And just one burpee to me sounds like five separate things you have to do. And then you're multiplying that for 100 days until Christmas. So I wish you luck with that.
Thank you. I'll take your luck.
Challenges you set your clients, and should just stress that the Mojo is a free challenge, isn't it?
Yes.
Anybody can sign up.
Anyone
don't
can
have
come
to be
and play.
A client as such.
Nope. And there are some of my clients in there, but there are some people who would think about being my clients at some point. But it really is open to anybody, and I would welcome anybody and everybody to come and just to set yourself something. Mm-hmm. You know, step up and go, right, actually, what would I like to do? Because, you know, lots of people talk about how they don't understand what it would feel like to have a coach, but that's the kind of that's the first step.
It's almost like a taster session.
Yeah,
it is. To see, could I get on with a coach?
Yeah.
And are you the right coach for me?
Yeah, and it doesn't necessarily have to be me, but, you know, if you're the type of client that I'd love and we would work together, then great. But it's about setting yourself something, you know, because I, as much as I love my business, I want people to do that. That's what I do. So if I do that wherever I go, you know, I'm me wherever. So if you can come and set yourself a challenge, and the great thing about it is that it's, like, I was talking to my partner this morning, you know, after doing, I did 62 burpees and I didn't want to do them. I was really furious with myself for setting myself this stupid challenge. And he's kind of laughing at me. It's not the challenge. It's not that part of it. It's the other bits that you don't know. You can't foresee those things. You know, it's like, if I'm going to do burpees, I have to eat properly. Because if I haven't got any energy, I can't do them. And if I haven't, and I'm not prepared not to do them, so then I have to force myself to do them without any energy, which is not very good.
No.
You know, so I make sure that I sleep better. I make sure that I go to bed and I read before I go to sleep. I'm not checking Facebook. You know, it's the offshoots of doing these things. It's like, if you are going to declutter, you then start to think, actually, when I buy things, do I really need that?
Yeah.
Or is that going to be in my decluttering pile next month? You know, it's that kind of thing. So it's more than just that challenge that you're doing, which is why I love it so much. It's just the impact of it.
So put my teeth back in here. Your burpee challenge is 100 days.
Mine.
Your free Mojo challenges are monthly.
Yes.
But we've also got what you call your get it done challenge, which is 90-day challenge to clients.
That is clients, yeah. So that starts in January.
Okay.
So obviously, you know, if I'm a coach, I have to have something in January because everybody wants to change their life come January. Oh, we're going to do it in the new year. And so that starts on the 11th of January. And that is challenge based. It's 90 days to get something done at the beginning of the year that you would think, oh, I'm going to do that in 2016. I'm going to do, you know, I'm going to lose a stone, or I'm going to, you know, I'm going to write a book. I'm going to find what it is that I really want to do. I'm going to challenge myself to start that business that I want. I'm going to decide I'm going to go on holiday this year. I'm going to do anything that's a big challenge, really.
We all do it, and it's New Year's resolutions.
Yeah,
and
New Year's resolution.
July hits, and you think, oh, I can't remember what it was, let alone the fact I didn't do it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and you see those posts, don't you, in Facebook? You know, who remembers what their New Year's challenge was? Well, my New Year's challenge is really that I kind of thought, right, okay, how do I take the best parts of what I've learned by challenging myself and what I've learned by being in a mastermind group? And so it's a group-based program. So within that, you get me, of course. You get a one-to-one session with me that we really figure out, we really nail what it is that you want to do at the beginning and at the end. So that kind of bookends the challenge. And then we have a call once a week, so it's accountable.
Right.
And then you also have some sessions with me, sort of laser sessions. This is like, you know, just to really keep you focused, that you can book in with me on my system. And it's only for 10 women. I say women because most of my clients are women, although I do have a couple of men because I love to coach everybody, but you have to focus on somewhere. Mm-hmm. So,
and will those 10 women get to know each other, or are they separate strands?
No, they can get to know each other. Well, it's entirely up to you, because some people like to work in groups. Mm-hmm. Some people are not so that they might listen in on the sessions, you know, and you can't, I find it's just, you can get as much value by talking in a group and posting in a group to saying, I'm struggling today. And somebody else who's been feeling that yesterday goes, it's fine. You'll get through it. You can do it. You know, or they might ask a question of somebody that can help them out. And you know, you can build lifelong friends. You can also think, actually, as soon as this is over, I never want to see you again.
Sure.
But generally, because they are my clients, they're of a certain ideal, you know, mm-hmm. they want to challenge themselves, they want to do something with their lives, and they're fed up with how it's going, so they really want to say, right, okay, and I'm prepared to invest. So this year, 2016 is that program, and that's one of my, well, obviously it's my newest program, and it's still under the early bird special.
Uh-huh.
Oh, the saleswoman in me! I'm such a good saleswoman.
So, what's the early bird special?
So
then,
the early special is 349 compared to 449.
Right.
So it's kind of like, you know, just over £100 a month. And you get that focus and you get a lot of me,
mm-hmm.
and you get your...
And how is that interaction? Is it phone, Skype, Facebook?
It is via Facebook, because you can message me. I'm generally available. I'm not much really available at the weekends,
mm-hmm.
Because I like a life. And I'm on Facebook. I'm on Facebook group, but obviously this is a private group.
Right.
So whatever you post in there doesn't get posted all around Facebook. Mm-hmm. It's just for us. And you get the big session at the beginning and the big session at the end, and then you get sessions throughout. So right. it's you know, you're never out of reach of me.
Excellent. So we'll give out contact details
a little
later on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But the other keyword that you've been throwing at me day is visibility.
God. Yes.
And anybody that comes across Kerry on places like Facebook will know that she's almost everywhere at the moment. But you're utilising tools that I hadn't heard about before.
Yes.
So one is Periscope.
Dun, 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 dun.
What's Periscope?
I love it.
And how can it benefit other people?
Well, I started doing a visibility challenge, which basically got me away from behind my screen and put me on it. Because I'm quite a visual coach, I think most people would agree if they've ever met me. Periscope is one of the new platforms. It's a video platform. Okay. So you download an app, or you can go online, and you basically talk to the screen. And so
you need a webcam of some kind.
You need a webcam or an app. A smartphone,
right.
Most of the time.
Okay.
So I do mine on my phone. I publicize it. You hashtag it to say, you know, 10 top tips to whatever it may be. And I then say, right, okay. And I go online twice a week. Generally, I'm on today, but I'm on here today instead.
So people were saying, where's Kerry gone?
Where's my Periscope? And you talk, and then people can text in, or they can tap the screen and it sends you hearts.
Okay.
So if they agree with what you're saying. So, and my Periscopes are generally about sort of 6 minutes, and I'm really clear about one tip or one thing that's bothering me or something that's mm-hmm. come up in my life that I kind of think actually that's a really good area to discuss or that people would find benefit of. So
it's like a visual podcast.
Yes.
Yeah?
Very much so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it is. So then, in terms of business, you can then download it to your camera roll, and you could upload it to your YouTube channel,
right.
And promote it on your website and however you want to do it. So you can have some software to download it as it is. So you've still got the hearts and people saying hello from Azerbaijan, or you can download it just as a video, and use it as marketing. So I've done it with both because I quite like the actual, you know, you've got to turn up if you want to see it. And it, mm-hmm. and it stays, and then it's linked to your Twitter feed. So it stays on your Twitter feed for 24 hours. It stays live on Periscope for 24 hours. And then unless I've downloaded it, it's gone.
It's gone. Wow.
Yes. Keep you in the moment.
So it's that thing that once it's on the internet, it stays there. But mm-hmm. this isn't. You've got
Not
to
Periscope.
Grab it if you want it.
Yes, you do.
Right.
And then there's Blab, which is like the Brady Bunch.
Okay.
Oh, we do love to blab. Whereas blabbing is a little bit more interactive. So okay. Blabbing in terms of, so there's four screens. So you and I could be blabbing today. We could have been blabbing on the radio. So you can invite somebody. It's generally best to invite somebody to talk, or if you've got enough followers to be able to invite somebody to come on and they just come in to sit in the hot seat. And then it's just like a, it's like a chat show, really, on the internet. And people again can post questions, and then there's a little bit more, it's a little bit more advanced in terms of you can put a question. If you go on, if you're looking on your PC, you can post questions quite easily, but you can post questions on your on the app as well. And again, you can download it and you and recycle it. So it's
your challenge was visibility. Mm-hmm. Sounds like that's a full tick in the box.
Big tick in the box. And I've just started a new visibility challenge with the lovely Sandra Pilatic, which again is another 5 weeks, a 5 week challenge. Because I'm very much, I know that I'm good on screen, and that's not being me being arrogant. That's because people give me a lot of feedback to say, this is what you should do. And I'm like, right, okay, I listen to you. I understand. I'm doing it. And so, you know, if you do that kind of thing, then that's the way to do it. And you also need to be coached on it, because you've got to, you know, have a good backdrop. You've got to have good sound. You've got to do different things. But when you first start doing it on Periscope, you just do it. Just get out there, get your face out there and get over yourself and get on, you know, and do it. So it does take courage, but it's good fun. Well, I find it fun. Let's say that.
Excellent. Well, you've been fun guest today. Thank you so much for your time.
It does indeed. I've just got here.
So we're going to play another piece of music as our play out. It's another challenge that Kerry set me. But before we do that, let's just give listeners a few contact details for you. Mm-hmm. So the main thing we always try to give is the website.
KerryHales.com.
And that, just going to spell that for you. That's KerryHales mm-hmm. .com. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned earlier on Facebook, it's Life Mojo Magic.
Yeah,
for the free monthlies.
Life Mojo Magic is my monthly group. That's my group of mojoers, just people who want to hang out, and I just post things to get your mojo going.
But then your own Facebook page is Kerry Hales Coaching.
Yes.
Yeah. And there's obviously other ways, Twitter, there's LinkedIn, there's email and there's phone yeah. numbers, but we'll post all that on Facebook for people to find. So
I'm me everywhere. If you just Kerry Hales, Kerry Hales. You know, I'm not kind of like sort of a pseudonym of anything. It's just me.
It's just you. It sounds like a tagline. Just me.
Just me.
Thank you so much for being with me today, Kerry.
You're welcome.
We'll be chatting as we go along, but I just have a couple of events to share with you and a recording. So as I mentioned at the top of the show, and forgive me if some of that didn't come out on the audio, we'll add it into the repeat. But last week on Wednesday, I was at the Wellbeing Symposium, met up with some great people, and we've got a snippet interview now from Kelly Duke of Argo Life and Legacy. And I'm going to let her explain what she does and then tell you about a promotion she has coming up. So here we have Kelly Duke from Argo Life and Legacy.
Sort of, I wear so many hats that I'm a lawyer, come private social care manager, come grandchild, come daughter, come washer up, a sandwich maker, Christmas tree, whatever it is my clients need doing, I do. But basically, Argo has been set up because I'm very conscious that elderly clients are not given the right level of service they need in a law firm.
Right.
And you need to treat them very differently as you do with vulnerable adults to what you do to a corporate client or Mr. and Mrs. Normal that come in and see you every day. So we go and see people in their own homes, they've got their comfy slippers on, they've got their favourite cup of tea and their favourite armchair, because they're more relaxed and we get more instructions. But equally what it means is we can spot problems before they arise and we can help them work put things in place so that they don't then have problems later on. Work with the children who can't look after mum and dad because they've got kids of their own and they're working. So we step in and perform really whatever function we're doing. So we'll draft a will, we'll do powers of attorney, we'll do estate planning work, we'll set up bank accounts, we'll run accounts, we'll do paperwork, post-admin, all those sorts of things. We find care homes, domiciliary care agencies, we build care packages, as I say, and we do all the health management as well.
So where are you finding the extra days in the week?
I don't. I'm just going, oh my God. Has it really happened this quickly?
Excellent. And so are you
an area of Kent? Either?
No, we're all Kent. We go wherever we're needed, to be perfectly honest. Right. Kent is our base. Where we've got no fixed office, we rove. So okay. We have a team of people that come to different areas.
Right.
And as we grow, we will have specialist advisors in right. different localities across the county.
Excellent. So you're at the Wellbeing Symposium today.
Yes.
And what was your aim?
For me, selfishly, it's about raising the profile of our business. Mm-hmm. But because we do so much with older people, I need to know what's going on the ground. Sure. I need to know what services are out there and what's going on in the news, the legislation, parliamentary thought, all of those things, because it then helps me give better advice to my clients. So if I can take that information and distill it for them in a way that they get,
yeah.
then it benefits them. So I do a lot of community work as well. So I sit on all the dementia friendly communities groups and things like that. So I'm quite involved with what goes on the floor. And there is a big lack of information that flows down, and hopefully we can bridge and signpost and hold people's hands through all the changes and stuff that are going on.
Excellent. So if the listeners tuned in and thinking, I need to make contact.
Yes.
What's the best way to get hold of you?
We have our website, which is www.argolifeandlegacy.co.uk. It's massive.
We'll post that on Facebook, folks.
We have a link to Facebook. So we've got a Facebook page, we've got a Twitter feed. So all of our contacts are on our Facebook page. We also have direct line telephone, which is a Canterbury number. So it's 01227 700 702.
One more time.
01227 700 702, and we will catch you there. So although it's Canterbury, it comes through to me in Maidstone or wherever we are, because we're chased by our mobile phones.
Absolutely.
So
the joys of technology.
Yeah, I know, it's great, isn't it?
So there we have. That was Kelly Duke talking to me at the Wellbeing Symposium last week. And Kelly went on to tell me about something. It's a brilliant name, the Wrinkly Roadshows. It's something that Kelly and her colleagues at Argo Life and Legacy are setting up. They start in January, and the first one is on the 20th of January at the ACA Club Allington in Maidstone. Starts at 9:30 a.m. and doesn't finish until 8 p.m. So lots of scope there to drop in and out throughout the day. There'll be exhibitors providing information about a range of issues, including legal, financial, how to get benefits, what benefits are available, adaptations and disability equipment, alongside community groups and organisations for local people to join, just to be aware of. So brilliant title, The Wrinkly Road Shows. As I say, the first one is 20th of January 2016. We will post the details onto Facebook, but more are planned throughout the month and possibly throughout the year. So if you're interested, you're going to be getting in touch with Kelly Duke at Argo Life and Legacy. And that's www.argolifeandlegacy.co.uk. And we'll post that on Facebook along with the other contact details. It's that time of year. Kerry has already mentioned the C word. But I also bumped in at the Wellbeing Symposium to people from the MCCH, which is a local charity supporting people into the workplace who have disabilities of various kinds. And they have a Winter Wonderland Day on Saturday, the 21st of November. So it's coming up soon. It runs from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. It's at the Live It Well Centre, Ashford. It's Canterbury Road, Ashford, Kent. And they've got all sorts of things. They've got the genuine reindeer, Santa and his reindeer in his sleigh. Everything you would need for a perfect Christmas. So there are gifts, there are gift ideas, Santa's grotto, Christmas tree sale, raffles, tombolas, Christmas trees, absolutely anything you could want for Christmas, including the live reindeer, will be at the MCCH event Winter Wonderland, 21st of November. Again, we will post details about that onto Facebook and all our other social websites. So we have been chatting today with Kerry Hales, and I've been putting some questions to her. But if you want to know the answer to this question,
you know, I think that's the hardest question I've ever been asked.
That was Tanny Ray Thompson being stumped by yours truly at the Wellbeing Symposium next week, last week even. If you want to find out what the hardest question was, tune in a few weeks' time when we will reveal all. So, Kerry, did I ask you the hardest question you've ever been asked?
I don't know.
You had an answer to all of them, so I couldn't.
Well, I'm sorry.
I'm
so good at deflecting any question that I don't want to answer.
Before I tell people about next week's guest,
mm-hmm.
have you got a top tip for our listeners?
My top tip, yes. A lot of things that I now do on social media is about, especially I think sort of, you know, the current things that are going on in our world, is to, and I put it in a hashtag, is to live life daily. You know, I mean, of course I have a challenge and I challenge people to change their lives, but most of the challenge that I do is to get you into present time consciousness, into what is it that you're doing today that you want to do? You know, is it that, what else could you do in 5 minutes, you know, like 5 minutes to meditate, to center yourself, to get yourself together, but, you know, walk up the stairs instead of getting the lift or getting off at one step before. You know, there are so many things that people go, I've not got time. Well, if you've not got time, get in touch with me. I will find the time for you to do those things, because not got enough time to somebody who says that she gets up at 5 o'clock to live her life. Mm-hmm. is that's the intention, is like, if you will find the time if you really want to do something, and if you can't find the time because you're just in a bad habit of finding ways or reasons or excuses, then we can look at those and I can actually make you clear that that's an excuse and that that's costing you your life. So live life daily is definitely my mantra from the last year. So what could you do today? Because excellent. I promise you there is something that you could do.
Brent, inspirational. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You set me another challenge with our play out music.
Which yes.
We will play out in a moment with, as far as Kerry is concerned, it's called New York, but it's Empire State of Mind. So we're going to play that in just a moment. But the news that I'm leaving you with this week is hopefully, and all our fingers crossed, that Angela will be back with us in the studio mm-hmm. next week on the 23rd of November, when our special guest will be Shirley Palmer. That, unfortunately, is all I know at the moment. Shirley Palmer is a mystery to me. Mm-hmm. She's a mystery to you probably as well. But Angela and Shirley will reveal all when they join us in the studio next Monday. So thank you again, Kerry, for your
time
today.
It's been wonderful.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. We hope you have a brilliant week. Enjoy November. Lots of Christmas events coming up, as well as the Winter Wonderland this coming Saturday. If you go to any, if you're running any, you want to share that news with us, please do get in touch at CaresWins. Facebook, email, all of those still exist. We will be posting everywhere we can. Have a brilliant week, everybody. Playing us out is Alicia Keys, Empire State of Mind. Bye for now.
Your health and well-being show here on Channel Radio.
Who Cares Wins? Every Monday at noon on Channel Radio.